5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How much do you know about babies?
Mm.
Adorable little tiny babies. Producer Sean, congratulations, is a new father.
Thank you very much.
How is baby Booker?
He's doing great. Actually, he slept very good yesterday, so I'm in high spirits today.
Yes. It's almost like you're on a high when the baby sleeps well, right? It's like you don't know what to do with all that energy that you have.
Oh, man. I got like 5 hours of sleep last night, and that's the most I've gotten ever since he was born, so I am excited.
Hope springs eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tomorrow, you could get 15 minutes. We have no way of knowing.
Absolutely.
Nope. Right.
Just when you get like comfortable with the baby schedule, it will change, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see how much you've learned about babies since you became a father. Well, 2 months ago now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is your baby quiz. You have to pass it in order to keep your baby.
Wait.
What?
Who gets my baby if I don't pass it?
Me.
Wow.
You know, I love babies. I don't know how Rachel would feel about that, but that's okay. All right, number one. What is the safest position for a baby to sleep in?
On their back.
On their back is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, number two. Babies should be rear facing in the car seat until what minimum age?
A year?
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
You don't love your baby. Sorry. You don't love your baby enough to know the answer to that.
What's the answer?
The answer is 2 years, but they really recommend up to four. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way your baby will stay up to 4 years rear-facing because like they start driving you crazy. And then when you can finally turn them around, it's like a game changer because they can see you and it becomes easier to travel with them. Hayden, my older daughter, she's 14. And I remember when she was little, it was 1 year. They like recently changed that within the last like 5-6 years.
But now, like, I mean, it's some sort of booster seat. You've almost got them in there depending on weight and age. I mean, it could be up to like 12 years old.
Absolutely.
So what you're telling me is 5 or 6 years ago, I would have gotten that question right.
Yes, but not now, unfortunately.
Right. Too bad.
Okay. This is a multiple choice question. Get excited.
Oh, boy.
Newborn babies are born without what? Eyesight? Kneecaps? Finger joints or toenails?
Eyesight.
That is incorrect.
What? Oh,
wow.
They can see, I think it's 8 to 14 inches in front of them when they're newborns,
like
right?
Like a fish.
Yeah, kind of like a fish.
Yeah.
But they don't have kneecaps.
What?
Really?
Babies, that is creepy.
They don't have kneecaps.
We were all
babies, Raven.
When you read the options, I was like, please don't be the kneecaps. Please don't be the kneecaps. And in my brain, I was like, that's going to be the weirdest thing.
When I heard eyesight, I thought that's what I thought the answer was. Because when he was first born, like I was holding him. I was like, look at you. And the doc's like, yeah, he can't see you.
All right, what does it mean if you swaddle your baby?
When you swaddle your baby, it's a certain way you wrap them in a blanket. It kind of like reminds them of being in the womb again.
Yeah,
warms them up.
That one I knew. Actually,
are you good
too.
At swaddling baby Booker?
Oh, I've become an expert at swaddling baby Booker.
You get it so tight they can't move?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He tries, but after 5 minutes of struggling, he's like, I'm just going to go to sleep.
Yeah. All right, one last question. What is a baby's first poo known as?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you options on this, too. Liquid gold, meconium, dump-a-rump, or anemia?
I'm going to go with meconium.
Meconium is correct.
Yeah.
But as a follow-up question, what is liquid gold?
I would like to assume it's just, you know, wet stool?
No, that is definitely not correct. Liquid gold is the nickname that's given to colostrum, which is the first milk that comes out like from breast milk.
Oh my God.
Can this be over now?
Yeah. I should have known that.
This conversation is over. Thank you. Congratulations, Sean.
I should have known that.
Oh, gosh.